Morning, Mr. Chair, members of the Commission, Secretary Hepler, Chad Switzer, Wildlife Program Administrator, for those listening in. Again, that's probably a record time for Andy talking about deer in front of the Commission.
That's true.
I didn't know if I was going to have to hit the shot collar button or not, but no, I appreciate all the work that our big game staff does. This whole deer recommendation process to be at the point we are here today with you on deer recommendations is a huge event. A lot of time is invested. It all starts back to when our hunters report information back on their hunter harvest survey cards. And as Andy and Andrew talked about, all the various surveys and research and the population modeling we do. So kudos to staff. They did a good job, and these guys could talk for hours on deer. And thank you. So turning to page 24-1, starting out with the East River deer hunting season there. I guess before we start, all of the recommendations that we present to you here this morning would be two-year recommendations following that multi-year season setting schedule. So you'll see the season dates there for the next upcoming 2 years. Down at the bottom, you'll see some recommended changes from last year. The adjustments there to the number of resident licenses, I think, pretty much fall back to trying to reflect and manage for those population objectives. As you see right here on the screen here in front of us this morning, that helps us as staff determine where we want to go, how we want to get there, and provide some transparency to not only our own staff, but our public in where we're trying to go with deer management and the hunting opportunities within those units. So I guess if you turn to page 24-4, you will see a comparison of the number of licenses and the number of tags that would be issued with this recommendation in front of you for the East River deer season. I can tell you we've had some pretty hard and long discussions on some of the recommendations in here, in particular the northeast part of the state where you see some antlerless licenses coming back into some of those units up there to meet that kind of maintain population status. We've had some winter loss up there. We're continuing to have staff report those losses. In fact, we might even work on a news release to send out to the public to report the loss of deer that likely succumbed to winter mortalities to us, to help us potentially, if needed, to make some recommendations between now and when we discuss finalizations in May. I mean, if there's something there that staff are getting reports on, we feel we need to make a modification to some of these recommendations, that may be brought forward to you for a recommended change. The second change there would be to establish some, what we are calling some private land only units where antlerless whitetail licenses would be valid on private land only. This stems back to some of the discussion on some of the potential pressure on some of our public lands, but I think more so it has to do with trying to get the harvest on antlerless whitetail deer in the most appropriate locations that we possibly can. So kind of using a surgical approach here to manage whitetail populations through the harvest of antlerless deer. And you know, we've had some discussions on this. It's something we wanted to bring forward for you for consideration. You'll note there's just a handful of units there. I guess it'd be Brule, Hand, Hughes, and Hyde County, where this is something we would like to kind of have discussions on you with you here today, put this out for public comment, and kind of see what our hunters or landowners might think of this concept when it comes to managing white-tailed deer and how we do that with the harvest of antlerless deer. So I guess in a summary, that's what we have for recommended changes for East River deer.
Questions, comments, motions? Commissioner Locken.
One local comment I had from a person that really tracks the deer. He said Brown County needs to be lowered by 20% on their licenses. And I see you lowered it by 17%, so I was glad to see that. Just wanted to make that comment.
Thank you.
John, you can go tell him you got that done.
Move to approve.
Second, anyone?
Second.
Any discussion? If not, all in favor of this proposal, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Passes.
Mr. Chair, on page 24-5, the West River deer hunting seasons, again, a two-year recommendation. You will note recommended change number one is again just modifications to the number of licenses or license types that would be issued within respective units to meet the objectives that have been identified by staff here that Andy and Andrew presented. And again, there in recommendation number two, you will note, looks like we have some private land units that we would like to establish for the harvest of antlerless deer. I think Butte County is probably one of our, I guess, our poster childs, if you will. We've been trying to substantially decrease or reduce the whitetail population in portions of Butte County. And you know, if you look at the number of licenses that might be available after the second or third draw, some hunters see that, they pick those up. They head up to Butte County. Some of them have maybe never deer hunted in Butte County before, and they go to those public walk-in areas or BLM properties. Some of those properties probably don't have the most suitable whitetail habitat on them, so they have some trouble finding whitetail. Obviously, the location where we'd like to have that harvest on those whitetail deer is on private land, in particular in that Belfouche Irrigation District and some of those habitats there. Commissioner Phillips, I'm sure you're familiar with some of those locations where we'd like to target some of this. We've had staff that have worked with landowners on depredation pool hunts. And again, so Butte County, we've thrown in Fall River County and in portions of Lyman County here where we'd like to solicit input from the public on the issuance of these antlerless whitetail licenses that would be valid only on private land. So I guess with that in a nutshell, that's what we have for recommendations for West River deer.
Questions, comments? Commissioner Boyd.
Thank you. Commissioner Boyd here. On the season dates, just noting the exclusions of Gregory County, that is in response to a decision we made a year or two ago based on what the folks in Gregory County wanted. Is that correct?
Okay. Mr. Chair, Commissioner Boyd, so yeah, a couple years ago, it's kind of hard to keep track of time and when changes come forward, but I believe it was a department recommendation that we brought to the commission to kind of provide some consistency amongst all of our hunting units within the West River deer season. And we did hear some opposition from those that have an interest in hunting Gregory County and retaining some of those different hunting season dates. So that was retained within rule, and so Gregory County does kind of stand alone when it comes to hunting season dates for the West River deer season.
Move approval, Mr. Chairman.
Any discussion? If not, all in favor say aye. Any opposed? Passes.
Turning to page 24-9, this would be for the Black Hills deer hunting season. Again, a two-year recommendation.